your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Well, welcome to The Gathering, everyone. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi. We're here on the Para-X Network for another fantastic Tuesday evening gathering radio show.
Yes, yes. And all is well. We all got through Halloween okay, and you know, it was good.
I survived.
I know.
I did survive. I'm super excited about surviving another Halloween season. As much as I love Halloween, I love when it's done, too, because then I can love it again. Because, yes. You know, my Halloween starts in, like, May.
Yes. So. Yes. Yes. No, it was fun this year. We had a lot of stuff going on, so it was actually good. It was actually good. And I spent Halloween at a television studio here in Minneapolis. It's the public television studio that had called Jerry, actually, and asked them if he wanted to do a presentation on Halloween.
Cool.
With the Sim Crew. And then he did his radio show there, too. So I was there on Wednesday night. So that was fun. That was fun. It was a very different way to spend Halloween.
Cool.
But it was cool. And it was on TV. So, hey, that was fun. Or on public TV or whatever.
Now, when does it air?
It airs live. You can go to their YouTube
channel. So it already
channel.
Did.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
So it was just
okay.
Jerry. And Jerry had our Jade from our crew was up there with him up on the presentation, and they just talked about really, they wanted him to talk about the technical aspects really most. So they talked about paranormal equipment and what our favorite things were to use and stuff like that. And they did talk about cases that we've had, and we gave them some evidence, but that didn't go very smoothly. And I should have went back in the control room to make sure they had the right ones, but I didn't. You know, I didn't know them well enough that I could do that. But
right. You know, take over the studio,
exactly,
stuff like that.
Exactly. But it was very fun. It was a bit, like I said, a very different way. And the studio happens to be in this super old building that's a huge, sprawling place. There's many businesses there, but back in World War II, it was used as they made bombs there for the bomber jets, right? And they have a little turret in the back where they used to, was armed back in the day, you know?
I suppose it had to be.
So we did an investigation there on Friday night, too, so that was fun.
Did you get any evidence?
We got a little bit, but you know what we used? And I haven't used them for a long time, were dousing rods.
Oh, I love using them.
Fedora bought a pair of dousing rods from you, and then we brought ours. Wow, those things, crazy. I mean, we'd ask questions, and they would just, you know, they were just going crazy. I'm surprised we didn't get more EVPs, but we're going to go back. We're going to do another one.
Spirits like to use what they want to use.
And they really like those there because we had two pairs going. And so there were two sets of us that had them. And they were just crazy wild.
Maybe those spirits were familiar with them and wanted to use them or like liked them because they had used them when they were, I don't know. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good.
It was very fun. So we will do that building again. And we're hoping the gal that's the director of the studios is hoping that we can get access to most of the rest of the building. Like, there's this old, creepy, downstairs, cordoned off, locked area that, you know, says you have to have, you know.
I'd like to get in there.
Well, that's what I said. Because, you know, that's, like, under the whole building, I would assume. So just think that's been there forever. Now, one of the EVPs we did get was Jeff and I think it was Jerry were in one of the rooms, and they were asking about they were using a ghost box. And one of the things was somebody had a name that they stamped. And then they asked, what is it that you do here? And the answer was, we make bombs.
Oh.
And but they hadn't said that, you know. I thought that was just very interesting.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, wow, that's awesome. And it sounded kind of like the same voice. So,
we're going to go back. Oh, technical.
There we go. You've had some headset microphone issues.
There we go. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. All of a sudden, it's like, I think you got abducted by aliens again.
I know.
Stephanie got abducted by aliens about 15 minutes ago when her headset and microphone got bumped and disconnected. And all of a sudden, it was like everything started to... It was the... Scooby-Doo alternate ending flashing. You know, the whole screen goes, that's what happened here. And I'm like, okay, Steph, whatever you're doing, don't do that anymore. And so now it just happened again.
I'm not really sure. Well, this time I just kicked it right out because I uncrossed my legs.
Yeah, because can I just share your nickname? I have nicknamed Stephanie Mrs. Wigglebottoms because she does not sit still.
I haven't heard that one for a while. I don't.
And that's why you don't get a chair. You're in a bench that's glued to the wall because you don't wiggle that and squeak like you do in other chairs. So
I know.
It's the booth or the thing that's hooked to the wall so she doesn't squeak and shift every time she wiggles.
You know, and I can't help it. You know, I forgot. You haven't called me that. Probably because I'm always here and it doesn't squeak.
Right.
When I was down in Waseca a couple weeks ago and we were doing some EVP work and stuff, and I was sitting in a chair that was very squeaky, and on all the EVPs you could just hear me moving around. And
I'm sure.
I can't.
That's
all
right.
It's just how I am, you know.
No, and it's fine. It's just, it's funny. So, yeah, I know. It's fun to go. I was thinking about just what we've been working on lately, and, you know, so it's interesting that we're doing this topic tonight because it has been a lot of clearings and energy work and helping people just kind of even out the flow a little bit, you know, whether it's working with their human bodies or their homes or whatever. It's and that's a lot of what I've been doing. And actually, I've been doing a lot of work outside of Minnesota, just on the phone and with people too.
Well,
so that's cool.
That time of year, right? So it's the veil has been thin. You know, fall is always much more active with spirits and energy and crazy energy. And you know, I just think this is a good topic to have because then people can empower themselves to clear their own space in themselves. And, you know, it's always good to know that you can help yourself and you don't have to call in somebody else all the time. You know, of course, if it's something horrific and you need the professionals like Heidi, then you call them. But I think most of the time it's just evening out that energy and getting rid of the stuff that we don't need here anymore. And, you know, we can sure all do that ourselves.
Yep. Yeah, so this is a good topic for this time of year, and it's been happening a lot. I think, you know, we've been doing some investigations, but really it's more of just getting in there and helping straighten stuff out.
Yes. And, you know, like I said, I was talking to Heidi offline about this, but I have a friend of mine passed away in April, and his fiance, who was also a really good friend of mine, finally decided that it was time to try to send his spirit on because she knew that he hadn't went on. I did too. I mean, I've seen him, you know. And so she wanted to do some EVP sessions first. And so we all went down there and did them. And we got quite a few answers. It was just a very cool thing because we did feel him crossover, and that was good. And then we cleansed the whole house in a couple of different ways. She helped and I helped, and Kimmy helped us, and it was just an amazing thing. I'm very, you know, flattered to be a part of that, you know, or grateful, because I thought that was, you know, he was my friend too. So just to know that he's moved on now and he's in a better place is awesome, you know. But so that has, so that's all a part of that because we wanted to do that too. And we cleansed her whole house and she felt so much better. She said the next day she felt like she was alone. And she said, you know, it was the first time since he had passed away that she felt like she wasn't didn't have to call somebody to come be with her because she didn't want to be there alone, you know? So mm-hmm. that was awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool. And yeah, I know I was just working on a case that actually has extended for a few months now because of just the situation. We did, I was called in to do a home clearing, and I know I've talked about this before on the show, a gentleman who was terminal mm-hmm. with cancer. Mm-hmm. And his wife had just passed a few months before, and it was like that she was the barrier between the activity being low grade mm-hmm. to being just all out crazy. Yeah. And because she passed, it was getting increasingly worse. And so they finally had to call people, and I ended up being one of the people that they called. They called actually a priest and me. And mm-hmm. after they called the priest, it got worse, which is why they called me. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting just helping this family, you know, clear this space so that he could have peace in his transition.
Yeah.
You know, in his final days, and not have... I mean, can you imagine you live 95 years and they had activity in their home the whole time. So this isn't like they were surprised by, you know, yeah. activity, but yeah. activity that was so, it was getting more and more aggressive
mm-hmm.
And more, you know, it was creating a lot more fear. And so yeah. here you live 95 years and then your last few months on this planet are going to be in fear and traumatized yeah. by these entities. Like, get out
That's
of town.
Just no good.
No. I can't even handle that. So, so we've been working with this family, and it was really nice to hear because he did transition last week, and being able to work with this family, and they're just so.
So he passed away then?
He did.
Oh,
yep.
God. Just yep. So you had just seen him right after Paracon, didn't
yeah.
you say that you stopped by there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I went and saw him because I wanted to say hi, and I knew he was, you know, in his transition process, which it, you know, sometimes can take a while, mm-hmm. and so we did. Tim and I stopped over to say hi and just, you know, hang out with them for a little bit and see the family. And mm-hmm. it was so nice to hear that they said, you know, it's just been so good here in the last couple months that he's had a lot more peace. And then we were able to also work with him intuitively to let him know who was with him and who was going to be waiting with, you know, for mm-hmm. him. He transitioned. And so mm-hmm. just bringing some peace that way. And it was really, it's really awesome when you can do that kind of work with people.
Yes. So. Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's such a feel good thing for us too. It's, you know, like I said, it's a lot of work and it's, you know, but wow, the end result is just phenomenal. You
yeah.
know?
Yep. So they were really grateful that his last few months could be spent in peace and just, mm-hmm. you know, going through his transition without all that awful
mm-hmm.
energy and that fear that was originally there. So anyway, it was nice that we could do this for them and help them and continue. You know, we had to go back a couple of times because, like we'll talk about tonight in the show, I mean, sometimes these clearings, they're not just one and done.
No.
You know, as much as we would love for them yeah. to be, I mean, it's not like we want to sit and drag this out either. And
no.
we certainly don't need these families to keep rehashing this energy. And, you know, we want people to get back to their lives,
yes,
you know, and some kind of normalcy. But,
yes,
you know, sometimes it's not that easy. And, you know, we had to go back a couple of times and we said we're going to do it until it's done. We're not going to leave them hanging. And,
yes.
And then after it was good, we went back even a few more times just because, you know, we were helping with the transition. And
oh, absolutely.
It was
absolutely.
What we wanted to do to help them. So,
well, yeah. And, you know, like, and for like just normal everyday people, you know, there's just, even if there are no, you know, unwanted spirits in your house, there's a lot of, you know, you get mad at somebody, you have a fight, that bad energy hangs out and it bugs you.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to clean. And I don't think people understand that, but you just have to go through and cleanse that space every once in a while and get rid of all that negativity.
Well, and it's one of the things that people don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have this home or apartment or townhouse or RV or wherever it is that you live.
Yeah.
And you clean it, you know, with a mop and a broom and
right.
a wash rag, and you vacuum and you dust and you wash linens and you wash yourself and you wash
mm-hmm.
your dishes and you do all these things that you do to keep your home clean, and you'll repair the siding and the roof and
yeah.
the whatever. And then, but the biggest thing in your home is the energy.
Yes.
And it's the one thing that most people don't ever even think about.
No.
to do any kind of clearing or clean or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's just really, it's interesting working with people for the first time when they're, they don't think about it. And they also think, well, it's not haunted. Why would I do a clearing?
Because you just,
it's like,
that.
Well, there's a million reasons to do a clearing that doesn't include being haunted.
Absolutely.
So,
and once you've done it, it just, it feels so much better in your house, right? Yeah. It just, oh my gosh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually. Sometimes it needs a couple of times, yeah. But even after one, it feels, you can feel the difference.
I think so. And you know, I think it's funny. I was at a meetup, one of my meetups one time, and this, I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl that came in and was talking about, I think it was a guy, and he was talking about clearing his space, and he was so tired of it because he was doing it almost every day, multiple times a week at least. And I'm well, what the heck is going on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason that, well, in your home, unless you're doing divination work in your home,
yeah.
I don't know that there's any reason to have to clear it that often.
No.
I mean, even if it's active, you know, I don't know what they were doing, and I tried to get some communication going, mm-hmm. and there was little to no. Right. I think because of when they were asking questions and my answers, they didn't like it.
Oh.
And so they didn't come back. Mm-hmm. And because I think it was him and a friend, and they didn't come back. So anyway, because I thought, well, that's, something's not right. If you have to clear your space every day, something's going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing in your home that you need to clear it every day? I mean, unless someone's sick, you know, and some ongoing illness or whatever.
Yeah, that is kind of different.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought, well, come on back and we'll talk more. And they didn't. That's okay.
No, they didn't want to because, you know, and that's, you know, people get mad. You know, if they don't like what they hear, then they're just done, you know.
Well, and I'm not trying to tell people what they're doing isn't right. I'm just curious. I was curious as to why they had to keep clearing the space over and over and over. And then I had another gal, actually a client of mine. She was telling me how she was telling me, oh, I have to clear my space all the time. So I go and I get this much sticks. And I said, well, okay. So the way you're talking to me right now with this exasperation,
right?
And I said, is that your attitude when you're clearing the space?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if it is, there's a reason it's not working.
Yeah.
Because you're really not in it. You're just doing it like you have to vacuum. It's like a pain in the butt. And if it's a pain in the butt, you're not really into it. Yeah, this isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm. That
anyway.
Is true.
Yeah. So I think I talk about this stuff all the time with people, and it just seems like this time of year it really comes up because, and I mean, we've talked about this before, people are coming, especially up here, mm-hmm. people are coming back inside.
Yeah.
You know, we're outside all summer and doing things that are, you know, keeping us distracted and not in our homes, and, you know, it's light for longer outside, and now we're turning back inside and it gets dark earlier. Mm-hmm. And so now we're kind of forced to face, you know, what we've been maybe neglecting in our homes. And now it's getting to the point where sometimes it freaks people out and they're like, oh my gosh, there's stuff going on here. Mm-hmm. Or I just don't like the way it feels or whatever the case may be. And they're calling us
mm-hmm.
or needing help anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like Timepiece says, there's a time and space for everything. Yep. Yep, this is the time when, you know, all of this usually happens.
Yep. So if anybody, now we have people in the chat room, and if you want to join us in the chat room, you just have to click the chat now mm-hmm. website and then hop in. If you have a story you'd like us to share in the air, you can go ahead and send it to us through the chat room and we can read it on the air. And, you know, if it's about any kind of clearings, or if you have questions about clearings or smudging or whatever, certainly go into the chat room and share, and we'll read it on the air too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure there's a bunch of you out there who have either done clearings, had them done, or need them done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I do a lot of these all every month, at least one a week. I'm working on with someone in their home. If I'm not there physically, it's through, you know, some communication.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes it's two or three a week. And so I do a lot of this, so I can certainly answer your questions. I know Stephanie can too, as we are moving through the show here.
Well, first, should we talk about materials that you might need to cleanse a house?
Yeah.
And there are different ones, and they all work, you know, some work better than others, I feel. But, and really intention is the big thing, correct?
Yes. Intention is the number one thing. But what I would say tool-wise is more often than not, it's a personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people like certain tools, some people don't. Mm-hmm. Some people like certain processes or, you know, energies or whatever, presence or people or whatever. You know, I think some of it's personal preference. But, yes, intention, first and foremost, is the key factor in when you're doing a clearing. Like I said, the gal was like, oh, I have to do the clearing all the time. It's like, well,
right. So,
but like that, it's not going to work. You know,
if you don't have good intentions, well, honey, it's just not going to work. You got to go in there and say, we're going to, you know what I mean? You don't have to be a cheerleader, but you have to have a good positive attitude, first of all, to get this done. You know?
And I don't even know if a positive attitude, because sometimes if you're clearing a space that has had a lot of really traumatic activity or a lot of trauma, you know, it could just be illness or something, you know, traumatic that happened in the space. It might be hard to go in with a positive attitude, but I like to think of just having a neutral, calm, grounded, neutral energy.
Yes.
And so you're not super excited or happy, and you're also not scared or down in the dumps or afraid or whatever. You know, it's just this grounded, neutral, you know, just centered energy is my preferred style of thinking.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it when I go into any clearing, is just grounded and centered. And again, not giving out any kind of energy that's either super excited or super scared, because either one of those is energy that could be utilized by something that's trying to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just rather give the energy nothing,
mm-hmm.
the spirit or this entity or whatever we're talking about.
A
couple other things I like to use. I usually always have some kind of smoke if mm-hmm. I'm able to. You know, not everybody can tolerate smoke, or you can't burn everywhere you go. But I do like to use a smudge stick.
Mm-hmm.
I make my own that I use. I know some people use like white sage or, mm-hmm. you know, just sweet grass or cedar or something, Palo Santo. I do like the presence of sage. There's been a ton of studies out there, and sage has been used for millennia with, I mean, going back into different ethnic groups and tribes and things like that,
mm-hmm.
And all over, not just Native American. But it's supposed to have like properties of actual disinfecting
mm-hmm.
Properties, where it kills bacteria
mm-hmm.
On surfaces and in the air, you know, as you use the smoke. So it's actually very beneficial health-wise too.
Yeah.
So I like using sage. I have smudge sticks that I make that have 7 different herbs, and because they point at different energies too.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like to use a smudge stick. And then, of course, you need a container for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like to have a candle mm-hmm. because I love to call in that white light of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And so the candle is a symbol for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to think. I don't usually use a lot more than that. And usually when I'm doing the clearings, I'm with Tim, and he'll hold the candle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding the dish with the smudge stick. And that's it. That's all we use.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't burn something, then we just use the candle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's not like it's a ton of junk I'm lugging around. I mean, I lug a bunch of junk around, but I don't use most of it. But it's one of those things, like if something comes up and I need it, I'll have it. But most of the time I don't need it.
Yeah.
And so it's funny because I was reading. Because I don't use a lot of stuff. And so I'm curious sometimes, like, what do people use? And so I was looking up on the internet before the show. I'm like, mm-hmm. What else is out there that people use? Because I know that my system is maybe not so glamorous and, glittery and whatever, but it works. And
yep.
I'm just curious. And so I was looking up different, you know, people and what they recommend you use. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh gosh. Okay. So, all these stones and crystals was what at the top of the most list.
Yeah. Yeah, I do know people who use those too, but you know, we don't, and I've never been taught to use those either. We do the same as you, you know, Jerry has his special little blend. He does sage and he does it a lot of the Native American way, you know, so he uses Native American ingredients, you know, like Indian tobacco and this, that, and the other thing in his mix, but you know, everybody has their own mix.
Right.
But yeah, so I know crystals is high on the list, right? But I don't...
Different stones and crystals, and to use them in the space and also wearing them. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, oh, what? So you're wearing them, I think, to keep yourself safe is what my understanding is, which I don't get that either because, frankly, I mean, I love stones and crystals. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I could go on a tangent that would last about another 2 hours of a show on... why you don't need stones and crystals to do anything to start. And we've probably talked about this before because I don't, I think that they can be a distraction and I think that they can be a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize to everybody out there that uses stones and crystals. I'm not knocking your deal. No. I just think that we need to learn how to do it without.
Yeah.
And then, because what if you're caught needing to do a clearing and you don't have your stones and crystals.
Yeah. What do you do then?
You don't have a smudge stick and you don't have a candle and you don't have anything. And it's happened to me. I can't tell you how many times can you do a clearing? I've got nothing. And we do the clearing because you don't need stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're using them because it's like, well, if I don't need it, I don't need it, but if I have them, I'll use them. Okay. That's still fine. I don't want to argue anyone's deal.
Right.
Why lug the junk around
about
did I place it right? Cause I can't think of a single clearing that I have done that was cookie cutter compared to another one. So I can't ever say, well, I'm going to need these every time because I don't do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I see that all the, and they had lists of different stones and crystals and what they're used for. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, that's, and what if you don't have the time?
Well,
I mean, there was a clearing. Tim and I did this clearing and oh my goodness, the family, they were having all sorts of trouble and it was getting worse. And I'll tell the story before we go on break. It was getting worse. They were feeling watched. People were starting to get touched. They had two teenage kids and the two parents and then some cats. And the cats were getting freaked out. They stopped going in certain rooms of the house. Mm-hmm. And it was just getting more and more active. And they called us and said, we got to figure this out. And I said, Tim and I both said, someone's doing divination work here.
Yeah.
And they swear, oh, no, we're not doing
that's usually what it is, though, isn't it?
No one's doing it. And then the parents look at the kids. It must be your fault. And the kids are like, we're not doing anything. Well, it comes down to it. The dad was.
Oh. Yeah.
He didn't understand what we were talking about. He's like, well, I do this. And we're like, well, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Was it
like,
a Ouija board or something? What was he doing?
Pendulum.
Oh, okay. Just,
okay, fine. Yeah. I said, what are you using the pendulum for? Well, I talked to my dad and my grandpa. I'm like, oh. And Tim and I look at each other. We're like, no.
Yeah,
grandpa's not grandpa.
Right.
Dad's dad, but grandpa's not grandpa. Grandpa's something else that's pretending to be grandpa. And so when we got over there, somehow this thing was out of the house. And so we were in like full-blown stealth mode to get this thing done because this thing was somewhere, I don't know how it was being distracted. Mm-hmm. It was out and it was like, we've got to lock this thing down. And I kid you not, it was like we were in the last room and something alerted it and it was racing back to our location. We saw it coming and we're like, oh my, it was like a freight train coming at us.
Oh my.
Like, we've got to go. And so if we would have had to lay out the stones and the crystals and do all that stuff, we would have been screwed.
Yeah.
It would never would have worked.
Yeah.
And it got so like, you know those scary movies where you slam the door shut just as something is like banging against it and you're just desperately trying to get it locked so they can get it open? That's how close it was. And we get this last little bit as the door is slamming shut and we see this thing coming at us.
You're telling me about this. You were just laying down a salt line or something and protecting the doorway and then it was coming and you got it just in time. Yeah.
You know what it did? And this, I can't handle this because I'm like, really? You guys are going to do this? So this thing started to try and play on our fears.
Yeah.
And so it did like that whole Hollywood, like turn into a human / limbs and head start getting disjointed and it starts turning upside down. And the whole, and the grandpa mask fell off and this ghoulish thing was behind it. This mask was hanging in this whole thing. doing this whole like creepy Hollywood thing, and I'm looking at Tim, and he's looking at me, and we're like, "Do you see that? Hurry, hurry, hurry!" And he's like, "Hurry, hurry!" I'm like, "I am." And it was just like, "Bam!" We got the door shut, and we just hear this "whoom," and it flies up against this door and just smashes into it, and it was just seething and mad and angry, and we were like, "Oh my god, that was close!" So, we barely got in and got our stuff done with no tools. Mm-hmm. And we had, I might have been using salt in another one. We didn't use salt in this one, at least at that point. And because we had no time to do anything, we barely were getting around closing all the holes up. And we got that last one, and it was in the basement, in this crawl space. We're both like on our hands and knees, and this thing is like a freight train coming right at us. Yeah. And then it goes creeped out Hollywood style. Yeah. I'm like, oh god, this is horrible. So anyway.
It was never do that again, huh?
Well, it's happened since then. He didn't do it again. At least not that I'm aware of. And I worked with them for a while afterwards, and it was just, we had no time for tools, nothing.
God, oh my gosh. You know what? It's 8:31, so we need to go to commercial, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes, and we will continue on. And this is the Para X Network.
Hi, this is Brian Fitzgerald from GHI, and you're listening to the Para X Radio Network.
Demons, vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show.
To a ghost when their home is torn down. No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para X.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para X Radio Network.
More variety.
We're mass communicating.
You're listening to Para X.
All right, welcome back to the gathering here on the Para X Network, and we're talking about clearing spaces right now. We just had some storytelling time here before we went into the break, and we've got some questions or comments here in the chat room, so we'll get to that here quick.
Yeah, so Kat is saying divination is from the Latin divinare, to foresee or be inspired by God, related to divinus or divine, is the attempt to gain insight into a question or situation. Why are you talking about it kind of in a bad way? That's not exactly her wording, but that's what
she says. What the heck?
Yeah, what the heck?
The OMD, what is it, OMG doing
OMG,
divination?
Yeah.
Okay, so my reaction of OMG, why are you doing divination? I'm thinking is where you're going with this, Kat, if I'm not clear with that. So the reason I was concerned, I'm not concerned with people doing divination work at all, as long as they're doing it proper and they actually know who they're talking to. This guy did not know who he was talking to. He was being fooled. And so that's what was getting them into trouble. So if you don't understand what you're doing, or you're in a position where you're getting fooled, which you wouldn't know, but then I don't know that you should be doing divination work if you don't know how to tell the difference. So maybe that's just a growing pains, learn as you go kind of thing. It's just what was happening to his family had been getting worse and worse, and he's you know, you're opening the door to spirit, and then here spirit's coming in and running amok in your house. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you wouldn't think of putting those two things together at some point, because that's what was happening. And so the more he was doing this work, the worse the work was, or the house was getting. So the fact that it didn't connect, you're opening a door to spirit and spirit's running amok in your house, I wasn't understanding why that connection wasn't being made by him, because he was doing the work. So obviously he was thinking about them in two totally separate ways.
Yes.
That he wouldn't put those two things together. Yeah. So anyway, hopefully that answers your question on where I was coming from with that. Because again, I'm all for doing divination if you're in the proper place, state of mind, and understand how to handle when stuff like that comes through. What are you going to do about it?
Yes.
There's so many people that want to do divination and talk to dad and grandpa and Aunt Mary Sue and whoever else. And it's like, okay, fine. But what if someone else comes through, or what if it's not really them?
Right.
You know, then you need to handle that. And if you don't know how to handle it, should you be doing that kind of work at all?
Probably not. And, you know, even the tools we use as paranormal investigators, you know, we were just chatting, Heidi and I, off break, and that was, you know, K2 meters, we use dowsing rods, we use all these things. And those are all examples of tools that you can use for divination. You know, Ouija boards, pendulums, you know, cards, tarot cards, all of that, all of it. And like I said, most of the things that we use as paranormal investigators, even ghost boxes can be considered divination tools. So well,
it's all form of communication.
It is.
We're trying to open the door to communicate with spirit. So there it is.
Yep.
So yeah, before the story, we were talking about tools to use for doing clearings. And I was, you know, we were talking about smudge sticks or sage or some kind of herb that you can burn, like cedar or sweetgrass, or you can burn Palo Santo. Or, you know, I'm sure there's other things out there that people would burn. I like the intention of the smoke because it goes, plus you've got the fire energy, which is a purification and a transformation process. So you're bringing a couple of different of the elements into it. But I don't, and it's funny because I saw on one website, and again, if this is how you do it, rock on with your bad self, okay? Because it's not how I do it, but you do it your way. But they say, hold the smudge stick in one hand and hold your dish in the other hand. And I'm like, okay, I've done too many clearings that I've got ash on everything. And I don't, it's like, why?
You got to keep it in the bowl.
Just set it down in the dish.
Yeah.
You know, why are you holding it in the air? It's, you're walking around, ash is going to go somewhere.
Yes.
And if you don't want it to go somewhere, you're going to hold it that close to the dish anyway.
Yeah.
And I want a hand free. Like if I need to use the hand railing to go up and down the stairs or whatever I'm doing. So I have a dish and I just light the smudge stick. When it gets going, I set it in the smudge stick or in the smudge dish. Because I want a hand free for whatever I'm doing. Plus, that ash is not going anywhere.
No.
If I can help it, it is not.
And those of you out there have ever burned sage or any of these things, it does ash up quite fast and it goes everywhere. The only one that really doesn't is Palo Santo because it's a wood. So that is better. It's easier to use. But still, I like to keep it in my shell. I have a shell. You can have a shell or a bowl or whatever you use, but it's just easier to keep it in there, personally. I can't imagine walking around with the thing hanging, you know, waving around. But
when they do it on those TV shows.
I know.
Shows, they have the first of all, they have the smudge stick that's the size of a baseball bat.
I know.
Like, first of all, how much do you pay for that
thing?
Obviously, they can afford on TV shows to buy the baseball-size bat. Yeah. Size smudge stick so they can afford it because they have a budget, I guess. And then they swing it around and they can also afford the cleaning crew that comes in and cleans up the rental house that they use to do the thing. So, because I'm like, what are you doing? Do you understand how much ash is going to go all over the place? And, you know, I don't, the kind of dish I use, I used to have these different ceramic dishes or earthenware dishes. And I loved those because they don't start on fire, which is nice, and they don't melt because they're not plastic or anything. But I broke so many of them. I had a really cool fossil one. I don't know what they're called. Anyway, it's got the little fossils in it. And so I was using that, and it broke, and it was like a $25 dish. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then I was using another dish that a friend of mine made. Yeah, I broke that. And then I was using it and broke it. I'm like, okay, well. And then I tried using the shell. And first of all, I'm not a fan of those just because – They're hard to hold and they get hot. If you set the mm-hmm. smudge stick in, and if you set the smudge stick in, you're also going to wreck it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to burn and discolor. Okay, fine. But it gets hot, and some of those shells have holes in them.
Yeah.
So then
You've seen the size of my sage thing out here? It's pretty big, but yeah, they still get hot. If it's an extensive saging, you almost have to have a hot pad underneath to hold it.
Well, I just don't use them anymore.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen in different, I don't know, blogs and posts and stuff around that some cultures find it offensive to use a shell, and that's more like a New Age thing, that it wasn't actually tradition for most cultures to use it.
Oh.
And it goes into over-harvesting of the abalone. Now, anyway, I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if it's true. So I use these wooden dishes that I find at a Goodwill or a flea mm-hmm. market, you know, whatever. And you can get them for like a buck.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask me all the time, well, it's wood. Isn't going to start on fire? I'm like, well, is your smudge stick on fire? I mean, is it?
It's just supposed to be smoldering.
Yeah. And so I have used a wooden dish for years.
Mm-hmm.
They look almost like salad bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And you light the stick, you get it going, it's out. It's not on fire. It's not flaming.
Yes.
And when you put it in a bowl, it just sits there and smolders. And the wood doesn't transfer the heat as much as a ceramic bowl or shells are. They bite you.
They do.
They get really hot.
Yep.
So I like the wooden dish. And if you're going to do anything for a certain amount of time, any dish is probably going to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
The wooden ones, depending on how thick the bottom is, they can mm-hmm. get warm too. So careful when you set them down. But mm-hmm. I have never had any problem with anything starting on fire. Mm-hmm. And you don't transfer the heat as fast. So you can go a lot longer.
Yep.
And just something with some good sides on it, so when you're walking around, those ashes don't come floating out of the bowl. Don't sneeze,
because
they go everywhere. And you work at someone's house and they have carpet, white carpet, you'll forget it. Or a white couch.
Yeah.
You're like, well, please don't go on stuff. So those are just some of the basics that I use. If I have the stuff, I'll use the sage stick or my smudge sticks, wooden bowl, and a candle.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the candle because not only is it bringing in the light, white light of protection and divine source, but also to light a smudge stick or especially Palo Santo can take some time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do it with a match. A match will burn off before the thing gets going.
Yep.
And you could sit there with one of those clicky fire sticks, but mm-hmm. then you just stand there burning up fuel. And so I like to light the candle quick with a match.
And then use that.
And use that to light the smudge stick or the Palo Santo. And then you can, you know, take your time and then you can relight as you're moving around if it goes out. But sometimes they do.
Quite, you know, actually quite often, you know. So Kat is saying Pyrex casserole dish, decorate the outside with whatever symbols. That's what I do. Baking dishes can handle heat. Well, it's true. Yeah, I think anything that you have that you think is going to work, it's all personal preference, whatever it is that you want to use.
Yep.
Just do it.
Yeah. And I mean, I know just some, like I'm saying, I use the bowls that I get at the dollar store or not the dollar store, the Goodwill for like a buck.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem with them. I'm not saying go out and get wood bowls. That's just what I use. And I've never had a problem with anything.
No,
there's enough heat to start fire. So.
You know, and another thing, I remember Kristen, when she was a part of our radio show, and people would say, well, you know, what kind of candles do you buy? Because, candles can get so expensive. Go to the dollar store and get the dollar white candles. That's all you need. You don't need to spend a fortune on candles. Go to the dollar store, buy them for a dollar. You know, they work just great.
No, I don't use anything. I don't use anything expensive because some of the stuff I leave with the client, you know, if I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't just keep the stuff because it's cheap. I don't have to worry about taking it home. So, anyway.
Yep.
So that's some of my tips for tools. And when it comes to the actual doing of it, like I said in the beginning, getting your energy grounded and centered.
Yep.
You're not hyped up and you're not afraid. You're not doubting.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that it works. And when you're moving around the space, you know, I guess it's an intuitive thing on where you start, you know, because people ask, well, how do I clear my home?
Yeah.
You know, people ask, actually, I get a lot of calls through or emails through my website that people want me to come out and do a clearing. And the first thing I ask is, have you done your own first?
Right.
No. And I said, well, do your own first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if it's not working or whatever, give me a call or give me a holler mm-hmm. and set something up. Or, I mean, if you're under physical attack or it's dangerous,
exactly.
Then let's not mess around. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to be your first experience. Like, oh, well, try your own clearing first. And then if you get your ass kicked, butt kicked again, I just beeped myself. Yeah. If you get your butt kicked again, then give me a call. No, I'll come first. You know, let's not mess around. But anyway, and I have so many people ask that I'm like, don't hire me first. Do your own first. I've made a video and put it on my website. I'm like, here, I'm going to show you how to do it.
Yeah.
Go watch the video on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd rather have people learn how to do it for themselves.
Yeah.
Then hire me.
I agree.
And then they could have done it themselves. Because a lot of what they need is just a basic clearing.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, it's simple. And if you don't have another person to help you out, it's okay. You don't need to. If you have a candle, you can just leave it in one spot. You don't have to carry it with you. Although I like to shine it in every corner because it just kind of, you know, the way I was taught is that then that nothing can hide. If there's something there, it can just go out. But you have to have windows open. You have to have a window open in every room for the smoke to get out and carry out that negative energy. And I think that's really important because I think some people try to cleanse with no windows open. Well, where is that going to go? It's still going to stay in there. You got to have these windows open for it to get out. So, and when I do it, I like to start in the basement. I start in the basement first.
Okay.
I do the whole basement. And then I come up and then the smoke comes with me and then I do everything in the top. But yeah, sometimes I use Salapanto. Sometimes I use a smudge mixture of different things. You know, like Dave, you were talking about the sweetgrass and the Native American stuff, which is what Jerry typically used. And so I still have my bag of stuff from Jerry. But I love my Salapanto wood too. I love the smell and I just think it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I do like it.
But it's pretty much the same. You know, I do pretty much the same thing as Heidi does. If Casey's here, I will have her take the candle and come behind me and go in all corners in the rooms and stuff like that, too. But I think pretty much it's the same. I think everybody will tell you that's the way to do it.
Well, we have a discrepancy, though, in how we do it.
Yes.
I do not open windows.
You don't?
No.
Oh, see, I also have to have every window. Not every window. One window per room.
No.
Why?
I mean, I can't think of, here's the deal. Do I encourage people to keep, you know, open windows on a regular basis and get fresh air in the house? And, you know, if they want to open it while we're doing clearing, because whatever, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of fresh air in the house, just on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, people, keep your blinds open and keep your curtains open.
Oh, God, yes.
Quit turning your house into a black hole. That is not helping the energy of your home.
No.
Is not letting natural light in.
No.
Oh my gosh, that's a huge thing for me.
Right.
But I don't feel it's necessary because the energy is present whether you have the windows open or not. I mean, and I know and I understand what people say about letting it out the windows, but the energy came in without the windows open,
right?
Most likely too, or it manifested or grew or intensified or whatever. No matter what was happening with the windows or doors or whatever. So, and that could just be because of my energy that I don't need to open windows.
Right.
And I know because we're in Minnesota and I do this stuff all year round and you open windows at 20 below, it's like, no.
I still do it.
I know.
I want that smoke to get out and I want that energy to get outside too.
Yeah. So
that's the difference.
Still,
but basically it's the
still
same
though.
So yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Yep.
I think it's just whatever you get used to. And, you know, of course, if it's 20 below and you don't want to open the windows, you could still do it. But I still would have at least one open. Maybe not one in every room, but maybe one at each end of the house or something so that it could get out.
But that's just our personal preference.
Right,
You know, doing clearing. So.
You know, because I'm not crazy about, I love the smell of sage when it's burning and when it's smoldering. But once it's done, believe me, I want it out of here. I don't like the smell of it at all. Salo Panto, I love the smell of Salo Panto. So
I think you're... it's Palo Santo.
What did I say?
You're saying Salo Panto or something. I don't know what you're saying. I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't like sage. I like I said, it's okay when it's burning, but once it's done, I think it's just a sour, icky smell. I don't want it around me.
Yeah, if you don't like the smell of it, then you probably want to open the windows.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So, you know. But yeah, I just feel like those windows have to be open to get it out of here. But like I said, that's, you know, just a little quirk. Everybody
I know a lot of people like to do that, and I think that's fine. Yeah. I don't, and it works not, you know, doing it. But again, if you're not liking the smell, for sure, then open the windows.
Yeah.
And any of my clients that I work with, if they don't like the smell, open the windows.
Yeah. Get it out.
And again, I love fresh air anyway. So if,
well, I do too. I do too.
But again,
not having windows open at least once in a while, no matter how cold it is. You just got to exchange the air.
Oh,
especially when you have all the animals, the zoo like I have here. You know, you just got to do it.
Yep. So that's one of the things, too. We were talking about curtains, and I know Kat has a post here about having curtains and never closing them. She's never closing them, but she has blinds if she needs to shut out, you know, extreme sun or whatever. I get it. And that's good. I think it's one of the things to help keep the energy better, you know, or to help is getting that sunlight or at least daylight into the home, into every room. I go into some rooms and you have a teenager that lives in there and it's just a hovel and it's a dark cave of nothing. It's like no light, no nothing except screen or something.
Some houses are like that though. You know, like you have some in your neighborhood where you go and it's like they never open shades or windows and it's like, oh, what are they doing in there? Here's what I think. What's going on in there that they never want anybody to see in?
All right. And it's like too, it's such an energy trap. Energy in there, and of course you're going to need to probably clear your space.
Oh gosh yes, but everybody's talking about how the cats love to lay in the sun. Absolutely. You know, so I have to pull my blinds up in the bedroom where the cats always are, because they just want to be there and they want to be able to see out. I mean, I open my blinds every single day, but in there I have to actually pull them up, and in here too, because Bobo likes to walk along the— you guys can't see, but I have like a booth.
She's pointing at stuff. They have no idea what you're doing.
A booth in my kitchen here where we do the show from. And so it's got a ledge. And so my cat loves to walk along the edge and sit on the edge and look out the back window because it's huge. So I open all of my blinds and curtains every morning. And then at night when it gets dark like this, I shut them all. It's like, you know what I mean? See, you just feel safer and more. I don't know what.
Well, and yeah, I'm a fan of like old school cafe curtains where you have like curtains up halfway. So then I can keep my curtains open all the time and just the bottom half is covered. So the light's always coming in, or the dark, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So then I don't have to have fan. But anyway, so we should get back to smudging quick.
Yeah.
Because we've only got a few minutes or less than 10 minutes. So you said that you like to start in the basement and go up to the top. And I typically do that too. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it just depends on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, because Tim and I will usually get into a place and say, when, you know, we're there, what do you feel? Should we start here? Should we start there? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we mix it up and we'll start in the middle floor, we'll start at the top floor and work our way down. It just depends on where we need to kind of corral whatever it is we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time now, when we go to cases, it's extreme stuff happening. So we're really trying to like nab something.
Yes.
And so if you're just doing a basic clearing, and I'll put the link to my webpage on, I'll put it on the chat room and I'll put it on our Facebook page. So you guys get the video of how to do a basic clearing, because I go into more detail there than we might have time for here.
Right.
So if you want to watch it, feel free to watch it and use it. But yeah, it depends on what's happening. A basic clearing, I think starting in the basement, hitting every room, all little nooks and crannies, like you said, the corners, closets, little hideouts, little under stairs storage.
Yes, it all has to be in there.
Yeah, get all that energy out. And work your way up and work your way up and get to the top floor, however many floors you have. One floor, just start from one end and go to the other.
And it doesn't take long. And it just changes, you know, you can just feel it. It's just so much lighter after you've done it. So it's so worth it. And how often should we do this, do you think, Heidi?
Well, it depends on what's happening. So let's say, you know, if you have activity, you should definitely, you know, take care of it immediately. If it's negative activity, I should say. Not everybody's activity is negative, so that's okay. If they want to keep it around. But, you know, if you have activity, I would do it. And sometimes you need to do it again, you know, depending on how stubborn they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I have activity where I live sometimes, and I maybe do it every 6 months, unless it gets really active and it's driving me nuts. But if there's sickness or illness in a house, I mean, definitely do it after, maybe while someone's sick, after someone's sick. If there's some kind of, you know, trauma, job loss, divorce, death in the family, big, like, moves, the big energy stressors, big people stressors, I would do a clearing, you know, and then just like every 6 months, if everything feels good, then maybe it's every 6 months, you know, that's my idea. I mean, some might say more often than that, but if you have to more often than that, I don't know. It's sometimes the clearing is just going to give you a temporary relief. You have to do the work.
Yes.
Around, you know, if it's stress or, you know, people are fighting or whatever, it's like, well, that needs to be nipped in the bud, keep the energy from going that direction in the first place. So,
Exactly. So, well, are there any questions in the chat room? We only have 4 minutes left. So we've had some lots of good comments here in the chat room too. And,
I'm trying to see if we missed any questions. I hope not. I apologize if we did.
We're babbling here, you know, looking at each other, and sometimes we're not looking at the chat room.
And then we're
and then the hands are waving and the whole nine yards, you know. But yeah, I don't think there's any wrong way to do this, and I just think it's a good thing to do, you know.
Yeah, I just you know, it should be fairly easy, and I believe everybody should be able to do their own.
Yeah.
If it's a basic clearing, you know, like I said, if people are getting hurt, attacked, terrorized, whatever, you might have to call someone in. But when people call me and say, well, it just feels funny in here, or can you come out and take a look? It's like, just do it yourself. And really, it's an empowerment thing too. If you can take control of your own house and take back the power of your house and say, this is my space.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not anything aggressive. It's just standing in your boundaries. This is my space.
Yes.
You know, and it can be really empowering. And I think that's really important for the energy of the space.
I agree. So, well, we are here at the end of another hour.
And next week, we're going to be at Superfan Anita's.
And we are. And we're going to have one of our Squatchers teammates with us. And so we're going to... Our subject for next week is going to be the Squatchers.
And cryptids.
And cryptids, yes.
So we're going to talk cryptids and
Squatches,
Bigfoot,
and all Bigfoot sorts of and stuff our team week. And how it's evolved and changed over the last year. And hopefully we can get one or two of our other members to call in too. But there will be three of us there for sure. So I think it'll be a fun show.
Yep, absolutely. And so I'm looking forward to that. And we've got actually some interesting lineups here for the end of the year. For guests that we're trying to wrangle. And things that we're going to talk about for the final episodes of 2018.
How about that? Wow. And today is, and it's too late. Well, if you're listening to this on the West Coast and you have not voted yet, please go out and do so. Because this is the big vote day.
It is the big vote day.
I'm pretty sure the polls have closed out east and in the Midwest, but I think the West, they're probably still open. So, but anyway, so have a wonderful week, everyone, and join us next week when we talk all about our team Squatchers and cryptids and what we look for out in the field and our team itself.
And thank you for everybody being with us tonight, joining us in the chat room, and ParaX Network for hosting us and Sarge for producing us.
Yeah, join us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.